In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These always seem to be some of the hardest weeks. As the Holy Church moves us slowly toward the start of Great and Holy Lent, as we think about meal planning and giving extra alms and saying additional prayers and attending additional services and seeing over time just what it is that God wants for us, as we do all of that, the evil one is gearing up as well. His game is not an all or nothing game. The evil one does not set out to destroy you or destroy me in one fell swoop. No, his game is slow and steady. His game is to get you to crack and to hurt and to run just a little so that when he returns the next time, he can go directly for that wound. And when that happens, when you and I are wounded or hurt or burdened or guilty, it is so easy to want to run away. Not to some far-off country, and probably not even for some scandalous way of life, but just a small turn. Just a small turn away from our Father. It's the kind of small turn that comes when we ask ourselves questions like, is this really where God wants me? Should I really be a Christian? Should I really be Orthodox? Is it too much? Is it too hard? Does it do me more harm than good? And do I even believe this stuff anymore? Yes, I know that probably no one here is willing to admit that publicly. And yes, I know that most of us will tell others just how much we love being part of the church. But when push comes to shove, when the rubber meets the road, when our souls begin to encounter Great Lent and the added pressure from the evil one, the question is, at that moment, what do we do? We often do what that younger son did. We take all that we have received, and in our hearts at least, we begin to move on. It would be so easy for someone to stand before you this morning and say something like, if that's you, then come back. Come here, tell your father you are sorry, and try to make amends for all the things you've done. But that, you see, only puts the onus back on you. And when it's on you, or when it's on me, we have a tendency to run, not to return. But this, dear friends, is the beauty of our God. Our God is a God who waits. Our God is a God who watches. Our God is a God who runs. That prodigal son had all but told his father to go straight to hell. And yet that father stood day and night waiting and watching for his son. And when he saw him, as St. Luke says, while he was still a long way off, he ran to him, he embraced him, he kissed him, he put a robe on him, he put a ring on him, he put sandals on him, and he wouldn't let his son utter one word of the deal that he had planned to make. You just heard it in the gospel. I will go back to my father and I will say, make me like one of your hired servants. But that father won't let him speak. When he sees his son, it is all celebration. There is no deal. He cannot earn his way back into the family. What puts him back in the family is the fact that the father was out there waiting and the father was out there watching. And best of all, he killed the fattened calf and he threw a party. Because that is how much this son meant to the father. Enough to wait and watch and run and then to party. So back now to where we started. Has the devil been doing his best to try and throw you off course? Have you turned even just a little and thought about running away from home? Have you wondered or worried about why God has brought you to this place or this time? Do you think maybe you could do it better yourself? In all honesty, that's okay. Because there are lots of folks who are going through these kind of trials. And even if you or I end up squandering everything, as that prodigal son did, even if we end up wallowing in the pig pen, there is no need to worry. Because Dad is waiting. He is not angry. He just wants you home. And when he sees you and when he finds you, even if it's just your heart that's gone away for a bit, when he sees you and when he finds you, be ready for a party. Because there is nothing in all the world as important to him as you are. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.